flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight at 6:20. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, will join us to talk about the Eagles going to Super Bowl Sunday right here in New Orleans. Now it's time for our triple option feature. Myself along with Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long. Charlie, you up to bat first.
Guys, every Monday we've gotten an email from sportsbetting.ag, and they kind of rehash the latest updated odds for the coaching searches. And now it's down to just one coaching search, as we all know, the Saints head coaching search. And right now the latest odds have Mike McCarthy at 1-3, which is minus 300 odds, a very heavy favorite here. And then Kellen Moore at number 2. Kind of a little bit behind him. And as you guys mentioned, it feels like it's a two-man race at this point, because Moore's at plus 250, 5-2 odds. And then after that, there's like Rizzi and then Weaver, Kafka, and then Kingsbury all the way at the bottom. But the drop-off from McCarthy to Moore is less sizable than the drop-off from Moore to, like, you know, Rizzi and Weaver and Kafka. So it feels like the bookies kind of agree with everyone that's been reporting on it, that it really is become a two-man race. Do the Saints go with the older, more experienced head coach and Mike McCarthy, the guy that's been there, done that for 18 years in the NFL, or do they try out the hotshot kind of young offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore? But outside of that, Rizzi, Weaver, Kafka, and Kingsbury, who have been tied to the job, it feels like they're kind of distant at this point from McCarthy and Kellen Moore.
Well, and you know, Mike and Charlie, I think if Coach Rizzi was going to be the head coach, I think he liked Coach Kubiak. That Coach Kubiak wouldn't necessarily have taken off to Seattle if Coach Rizzi was going to be the job. Now, I'm just speculating. That's my opinion there.
And a lot of people in Buffalo feel as though that maybe a deal has already been done, but you don't know about it. Joe was like, oh, I'm going to stay where I'm at. The also thing with Joe Brady, has he been told by management, man, Sean McDermott, he got to win. Okay, because, man, they got people out there. They want Sean McDermott fired. And you never know with an impetuous owner.
Because you might say, well, you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson. At least John Harbaugh won one with Joe Flacco. But Coach McDermott, that's even worse. They haven't won or gone to a Super Bowl.
No.
So that's even worse. No,
that's a lot of pressure on Sean McDermott.
But you know what's crazy? Sean McDermott, we get, you know, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year.
He'd get another spot.
Yes, he'd get fired in the Bills. He'd get another job.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish we were, like, relevant.
People don't understand behind the scenes how a lot of things sort of work in the National Football League. Bob,
right. And, Mike, looking at the college football playoff is now over and the money involved. And how much money was at stake? About $115 million for the playoff field. You look at the whole field. Each conference gets for $4 million for every team that made the Final 12. Then another $4 million for those that made the quarterfinals. It means teams that earn buys are worth $8 million to the conferences without even playing a game. Now, teams that advance to the semifinals mean $6 million more for their conference. Then another $6 million for making the final. The reason why this caught my attention, because you look at conference play, because the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame, as an independent, gets to keep all $20 million it received for its title game run. They ain't sharing the wealth. So, Mike, you know everybody else, because you're in the SEC, Big Ten, and all that, you got to share the wealth. Well, not Notre Dame. They get to keep $20 million it received for the title game. Now, teams making the playoff get $3 million to cover expenses for each round that they advanced it to. So that's where we're at in college football, Mike. Money is always involved and is going to continue to grow. That ain't going to change. And then I wanted to.
And we're going to see an expanded field.
Yeah.
That's right around the corner for us, that expanded field.
So
from 12 to 14, 16.
16.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see very quickly.
Well, that's like what they did in 1AA. They had the 16-team playoff.
The same thing as 18-game regular season.
Yeah,
the players are against it, but they're going to kick enough money toward it. I'll do it.
Then they're going to end up going for it. And, Mike, I wanted to bring this up, too, and Charlie. That, you know, we always look at, like, how the NFL is growing because, you know, even the Saints, you know, they're like, okay, because the expanding into Europe and around international, around the world, okay, when are the Saints going to play in Paris, Florida Lee? It makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, we're playing in England, we're playing in Germany. If you look at it, the Bears and the Dolphins have the rights to Madrid, Spain, so why not the Saints in France? So looking at now the Jets and the Jaguars and the Browns, you know, the Jaguars are always part of that. The Jets, Jaguars, and Browns to play in London in 2025. Cleveland, Jacksonville, and the New York Jets each will play a home game in London in 2025. Their opponents will be revealed along with the dates and the kickoff times when the full schedule comes out this spring. We always love to talk about that. But the Browns and the Jets will play at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium this fall. Now, Cleveland is 0-1 in London, and having lost to Minnesota in 2017, the Jets, who are so, you know, you look where they're at right now, and Aaron Glenn, they are 1-2 in London, including a loss to the Vikings this past season. But you know who's really, who's this England embrace? Because they play at Wembley Stadium, the Jaguars.
Right.
The Jaguars and owner Khan, meanwhile, will return to Wembley Stadium as part of the multi-year agreement to play one home game annually across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, Jacksonville, Mike, I didn't realize they played this many games. They are 7-6 in London. They've played 13 games in London, including playing consecutive games. One is the home team, and another, they stay there as the visiting team in each of the last two seasons. Now, in 2025, though, they're only going to play, that being the Jaguars, Jacksonville, only going to play one game in London in 2025. And the moral of the story is that the NFL is continuing to grow, not only in England, Germany. You look at now Madrid, Spain, like I was talking about with the Bears and the Dolphins. And then also, and I could see the Saints in the future in my crystal ball, playing a game at Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah.
That the New Orleans Saints are playing in Paris and representing the new Florida League. You know, the old school Florida League before they had the French Revolution. But that's why we still embrace the Florida League because of the heritage of the founding of New Orleans. That's why, come on, we call Louisiana King Louis. and stuff. So it just makes sense, the Saints, to be part of France and promote American football there professionally.
Guys, we are watching history because most playoff wins by a quarterback in NFL history, Tom Brady's got 35. And it's going to be a little while. But you know who's in the two spot? Patrick Mahomes with 17. He overtook Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw. Now, Joe had 16. Bradshaw, John Elway, Peyton Manning had 14.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and
just
Mike,
think of that. And he's going to be with
30 years old in September.
And he's already got 17 playoff wins. He's got a shot to be down the line to catch Tom Brady.
The greatest of all time.
When you think about that, that's unbelievable. 17 wins, playoff wins by a quarterback who's not even 30 years old today.
Yeah, well, Mike, that's and if you look at like Brady's success he had on the back end as he got older, leaving New England with Tampa,
Tampa
Bay,
yeah,
and stuff. Now, I'm not saying he got to play till he's 40, so let's just say, I don't know, Mahomes plays, he's 37, 38. That's like 7-8 more seasons you have to deal with him if you're in the AFC.
And deal with Andy Reid, too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
Andy ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
He's staying as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.